rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These healthier habits will never go away, so you can get nutrition out of every bite you eat. Listen up. I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. The days of taking one step forward but two steps back are over. And that's because these scientific eating habits can help you stop crying in the mirror every morning. Today, I'm going to share with you three different eating habits you should try today because they are free. And guess what? They use your body's natural defenses against weight gain. Look, I know your grandparents always made sure that your parents ate at least 3 meals a day. So that's probably why you feel dizzy and angry when you miss lunch or breakfast. But three simple changes in your diet that I want to discuss with you. They're not that simple, but they could help limit all of that distraction during your day. So here are three eating habits you should probably start talking with your doctor about today. The first one being time-restricted eating. I discussed in previous episodes of Center of the Sun that the best detox cleanse is your own cells. So this natural biological process cleans out the body, and it happens during what scientists call autophagy. So it's basically what happens inside your body when you do nothing. Yes, those other 2 meals of the day you could be, you know, eating, those could actually be perpetuating the bloat, the toxins, all of that stuff. So just like the instructions you get right before a blood draw or a blood panel, like lipids or something that would require a measurement of the amount of fat that's in your body, sometimes your doctor tells you not to eat something because the level of your fat in your body is the highest directly after you eat. So this is similar to that. Time-restricted eating is basically restricting how much food you eat and when, and sticking to it. The biggest application that I've seen of this is older people talking about not eating after 10 p.m. or not eating dinner after a certain amount of time. That is considered time-restricted eating. I want you to check it out. One of the most important things to know about autophagy is that it forces your body to detoxify and to cleanse on its own, purging waste to reduce the size of each cell. Well, yes, it is as comfortable as it seems at first. And that's because each cell in your body is made of healthy fat you get from plants and animals or whatever. And we eat too many carbs, sugars, and fats. So it makes our body, it makes it harder for our cells to stay healthy, basically. So they tend to let toxins in more often, because they have to. That's why taking something synthetic like Centrum or weight loss supplement or whatever, those are all scams, because unless you're truly nutrient deficient and you've done the research beforehand, your body does all the heavy lifting. You don't even have to take a pill unless there's something seriously wrong and you have to take it, you know. But if you're just taking a pill just to take it, I would suggest you talk to your doctor, because time-restricted eating is the best detox cleanse your body for your body, because it recycles nutrients to regenerate new, healthy, and leaner cells. So it's like Rumkey or recycling. That's the name of our recycling company in our city. It's like Rumkey for your cells. So check it out. Instead of trying to do the most and try to, instead of trying to find every single resource outside of this podcast, try to do nothing. Try use all of your options. What happens when you do nothing? So if you absolutely don't have the ability to like stop eating, there is a diet I wanted to direct you to called the ketogenic diet. You probably have heard of it, because the Cleveland Clinic classifies this diet as a high fat medical diet that is safe for most people, but not for all people. So caution. But because this diet is therapeutic, it includes time-restricted eating, of course. So you only eat during, you know, there's various levels to keto. But you do it in such a way that you don't gain weight back if you, like, cheat one day or something. Like, you'll gain it back, but it'll be your normal bounce back. Like, if you eat too much Popeye's crispy chicken, I can't even get it out because it's so good. Anyway, but because the diet is therapeutic, it includes doctor's instructions, and it's individual to every person. So the keto diet is recommended all the time by doctors because it uses the body's natural ability to burn fat as fuel, which is weird because you think like, oh no, you burn carbs for fuel. Well, yes, you can burn carbs, but carbs are easily used. Fat is way more efficient, and you use the fat that's already in your body, like in your tits and in your booty, because, well, you got to get over the sugar craving first. But time-restricted eating plus a keto instruction from a doctor could help you like make strides in your health that you thought weren't possible. When you get over the hump of sugar detox, then come speak to me, because you'll probably be grouchy. But anything that's not supposed to be in your body at that point will then be recycled. So that detoxifying process that makes everybody pissed and makes you poop a lot and stuff, like, that's going to happen because no longer are you storing anything for the winter. You're not a goddamn bear. You're not a black bear. You're a black man, or whatever, or a black woman, whoever you are. You can't store the shit in your body. There's no purpose. You need to let your body get it out naturally, just like you poop. You don't force yourself to poop, so you shouldn't force yourselves to poop either. A typical meal on this diet would cut out all processed grains and sugars. So it's basically low carb, no carbs, or very, very low carb, very, very high fat. And that'll leave you with a lot of, you know, plants and fats and meats and dairy and nuts and things like that. There's also a version of this called fasting mimicking diet that could help ease you on if you don't want to go completely without food during time-restricted eating. But the Cleveland Clinic says on their website, clevelandclinic.org, that keto can speed up your metabolism to help you avoid the risks of obesity. And then I wanted to add, because the diet is personal to your body, check out the information in my blog at devaughn.org. It's very easy. devaughn.org. Thank you for listening. Let's go to number 3, fermented foods. Last week we talked about fermented foods. I still feel very strongly about them. And this is the third eating habit I wanted to talk to you about today, because my mind is still blown that it's not a food group. Why not? meats and grains are food groups. Why are microorganisms not also a food group? They live inside of our body. We need them, right? Well, the answer is yes. And entire cultures in India and China have used fermented foods to grow their population past 1+ billion people and prevent cancer in their populations. Now, they really haven't cracked diabetes because that's still an issue with the sugars. But in terms of like mutilated or mutated cells or whatever the hell I'm trying to say, the microorganisms in our body protect us against that threat. But like I said last week, there are nearly 2,000 probiotics that have been identified on the surface of various crops and in various dairy products across the globe. There are thousands of them, and they all support our health to a degree. Now, they exist in different areas of the world because they only can exist in that area of the world. But if you live in North America, you should be eating North American microbes. And if you live in Asia, you should be eating Asian microbes, but you've got to eat microbes. You need to eat active cultured food. Active cultured food. If you're not eating. So, okay, here's the bottom line. Okay, stick with me here. If you're not eating a variety of probiotics in your food every day, as a supplement or as a natural fermented food, you are not replacing good bacteria that you lose, that you intentionally kill when you take an antibiotic or eat junk food or stress out for an extended period of time. Like, you lose your good bacteria, and then whatever's left are stressed out, and then nature cleans up, but not inside of your body like the earth. So I'm just saying it's all linked together. In cultured foods like raw vinegar, Bragg's at the grocery store, you can get raw vinegar, kefir, which is actually pretty good. It tastes like yogurt, but it's a little bit more liquid than yogurt is. Yogurt, active cultures. Cheese, active cultures. Sauerkraut made at home, active cultures. Sour pickles, sourdough bread, ginger beer. All these foods can make you feel good, and they taste great, and they can heal your gut. Stomp out disease, please. Help us. Help me. Help thee. I don't know what to do because it's getting a little scary. And when I think about what we could do at an individual level, this is all I can think of. The microorganisms inside of your body have a relationship with you. So you can do probiotics, and then you can also do prebiotics, which are the fats and the sugars that the bacteria like to eat. Honey is a prime example of this. It's sweet. It has active cultures in it. And, you know, it's like a gift that keeps on giving. So I wanted to give you those three very brief eating habits that I don't know if you've considered doing. They're not very hard. They don't cost any extra money than what you already do to buy food. And it might be cheaper because you're eating less, which is the point. You want your body, you want to feel starvation. That's what you want. But you have to feel starvation for at least like 16 hours. Like, it's intense. But you got to work yourself up. There are all kinds of things. Basically, talk to your doctor. They tell you to fast all the time, so they know the healthy limit of fasting, okay? Thank you for listening. Let's continue on talking about your power, because I want to connect it to two other topics today. Your power is being diminished when you are not taking care of yourself. So I talk about you being a supreme being and you being awesome and OMG, like, just go out here and just pull a Devon. It's easy, but it's not as easy. And I know that because I have to force myself sometimes to get out of the bed to come and, you know, go to work, whatever it is. Everyone has their day, but how can you do awesome shit with your life if you don't even have the right number of vitamins and minerals? Like, how do you know your depression's not linked to malnutrition? How do you know your cancer's not linked to disharmony in your environment? Have you ever considered that? And I believe that's what keeps me going every day. That's what keeps me coming to you all every week. Even if I'm late, sorry, Knowing Jay, or at Knowing Jay on Twitter, sorry, but sometimes life hits you fast and it's all about your habits. And that's why we're talking about changing habits, because no one is better than anyone, especially when it comes to nutrition. I'm like, half these motherfuckers don't know what they're talking about. Weight Watchers barely know what they're talking about. You must do what works best for you in your wallet. Okay? Okay. How do you say okay in Spanish? Okay. Got it. Speaking of wallets, I wanted to touch base with you on cryptocurrency, because I'm like, blind spot, like, why do I keep tweeting links to get free crypto? Because I want free money. And everyone's like, what are you effing talking about? I'm like, it's free. And I feel like a lot of you are having trouble just understanding the basics of the technology. So let's just touch base, and we're going to have a series about crypto, because I believe it is interesting. The first thing I want to clarify is that it's not a get rich quick scheme. So get that out your mind. And I think that, well, don't get it out your mind, because there was a time a few years ago when if you moved a certain way, if you had a certain kind of money or whatever it was, you could have invested like $20 in Bitcoin and you're a billionaire now. So for most of us, like, you know, it was a get rich quick scheme, but it's not anymore. And there's so many other alternatives to Bitcoin that I don't even think I would invest in Bitcoin no more, because just like the US dollar, 80% of the money is controlled by the top 10% of the holders of the, you know, it's just like, you know what? I'm good. Y'all ruin everything. But for pure interest, I fucking love computers and I love the internet. So naturally, this would be an interest of mine. And I personally think Bitcoins are very cool, like awesome pieces of computer code. And they are super complex. So basically Bitcoins or cryptocurrency in general, the technology is a series of complex math problems that are put together in a series, and they call that a blockchain. And a blockchain creates something else, and then that creates something. You know, it's like Russian dolls, but these levels of security provided to you by math. And by creating that internet product, they have been able to create digital money out of it, contracts out of it, reward points like Kroger or Walmart, or not Walmart, who else has work? Like DSW has points, so many other places. And it's kind of like when the internet first started 2 decades ago and AOL was new, but AOL was the girl. And if you didn't have AOL, you were nobody. But fast forward to today, and it's like, who is America? I think Verizon owns America Online. I don't even think they're a company anymore. Like, I think they only operate the brand solely because they were the first, you know, like they were like one of the first recognizable brands, internet brands. But so most people are only interested right now in Bitcoin because that's what they know. That's all they heard about when it was first created. And it was also mainstream because it was accepted in similar spaces to the US dollar. So I'm telling you to be interested in cryptocurrency, blockchain, all of those things. Oh yeah, it is blockchain. So what is the technology? It's blockchain and then it's cryptocurrency. But you create a blockchain, well, you create a block, and then you create a blockchain, and then out of the blockchain, you can create a digital product like money or a contract. But I want you to be interested, not because of the technology of it and not because it's cool, but because it's the future, unfortunately. And just like AOL, we didn't know AOL would not be the future, but you never know. I'm telling you it's the future because Facebook, Apple, Kroger, Chase, PayPal, various other companies have been developing and using this technology, and they've even invented their own digital tokens and coins and things of that nature to compete in the future. So they're planning, like they, like for instance, Chase has their own what we call stable coin that is linked to the dollar. So you'll be able to borrow Chase dollars based on the collateral, based on how much cryptocurrency you have. It's hard to explain, so I don't want to get you confused. But the only reason the public knows about this right now is because these big companies can profit. And it's not too late for you to, though, either. And I want to turn your attention to a token that's not available for money. You can't exchange it for money. You can buy tokens or whatever, but you can buy Ethereum, you can buy other tokens and trade them like stocks in the stock market. But what I'm encouraging you to do today is pay attention, because it's not too late. If you want to get in the game, technically it's not too late. If you have a few thousand dollars or whatever and you wanted to invest it, I guess you could. You could lose it, but you could also get big, because it's finances. We never know what's going to go. But I want you to turn your attention to the Basic Attention Token, because I believe in the mission of the people who founded it. The same man who founded Firefox. Not only did the same man who invented Firefox invent Netscape, which was the first browser before internet, like before AOL was even a thing. Netscape was the first browser. So the same man that invented Netscape and Firefox, which is another iteration of that, or this group of folks is on their next venture, and they're creating another browser called, well, they already created it. It's in beta right now. It's called Brave. And their version of cryptocurrency will be directly linked, and you can even earn money by browsing and by creating content for their browser, because they block ads. So any ads that anybody sees will have to be opted in. And then if you opt into an ad, guess what? You get a digital payment for opting into that ad. And then it's still in development, but then you can pay the publisher too. So it's like this, it's way more tailored to who they are, and they don't have to track you and be weird because you opt in to view their ads. So the best thing about this browser is that it's built without tracking. Like it's not even in the code. So if you decided to leave the state, Google won't know you left unless you checked in another state. You know, like that's how it should be. They shouldn't be able to listen to our shit and without us. I mean, if they do, it's fine if we opt in, but what you're not gonna do is just bold-face lie and get away with it. And I believe that's how it should be. Companies should not be able to profit off of us if we don't want them to. We are not products. That is Brave's tagline. You're not a product. And I'm not. I'm a fucking supreme being. There is nothing wrong with advertisements, but what you're not going to do is completely go overboard and have no concern for how you hurt people. Along the same lines, you're not a product, but you're treated like a product. And I feel like as a culture, your life is severely undervalued by you, by your family, by whoever, by everyone else. I feel like this culture is allowing you to be undervalued. Beyonce just had to write a whole song about brown skin girls, and no one knew who the hell she was talking about but the brown skin girls. And it's like, what? The value of your physical body, your mind, and your soul are precious commodities. That's why I got the show. That's why I got the show. Like, literally, like, you don't know how precious you are. Even the least of us is equally precious. And I believe, you know, you're so precious that in previous episodes, I've identified various ways that you're being manipulated without your knowledge. Media and religion have strong influences over you and I, but they do not hold all of the power. That's the gag. That's the true gag. That's what I love about being a human, is that there's levels to everything. You have an inherent stored value inside of each cell. from the moment you were born into this world, and it doesn't stop. Your physical body goes away, but you still, that value is still present. Just like a gold ring is expensive. It's not expensive because it's the color gold. It's expensive because it's beautiful and then it's strong as fuck. But it's light. It's strong and it's light. It has properties to it that are, that it was, it just is that. And you are just you. And you're born with beautiful qualities and strength too. It's just like cryptocurrency. You give it the value because you believe in the project. There's not much more that anyone can say or do to change your mind. They can influence you, but at the end of the day, you have the ultimate control. And that's how you have to think of your body as well. Only you have the ability to understand what your life's purpose is. I have no idea what's going on inside in your brain. I could tell you what you should do based on the evidence that I have for myself. But if your body is not being properly taken care of by the owner, because it's always easy to find a supplement and a fad diet and this and that, and if just the failures all the way around because you have not laid the necessary groundwork for your long-term health and long-term success. So you have not built healthy habits based on tested ideas, spiritually, scientifically, or otherwise. And by tested, I mean going through, by spiritual, you know, if I talk about being spiritually tested, I don't mean like Jesus in the wilderness or whatever the fuck, but that's what I'm talking about. Jesus went through the same thing, or that's what the Christ consciousness is all about, is this iterative process of soul development that even if you believe in Jesus, Jesus went through it too. But Jesus is just one part of the development of the story. Jesus is only one part of the story. And let me just run through these. There's just like five steps. And I just want to reiterate, because it's a process. Last week, I told you that you have to go through a preset sequence of events. Like, we don't have any control over how this reality is playing out. So the first thing you have to do is you have to identify that you are inside of a body. You have to identify your body, and it's this realization that the physical body is just an illusion, and that you're greater than yourself, and that your dualistic reality gets a little bit harder to operate inside once you start realizing that, wait, I'm a body, but I'm not a body. And we feel pretty good because we start to understand that the power we have as humans, it kind of is greater than our body. And then we start just practicing and realizing that we can increase that power with practice, but we're still in a body, so life bogs us down. But that's the joy of it. You have being able to balance those things is the purpose. The second phase of this development, or this iterative process of your soul, or any process, is that when you start recognizing the self that exists purely in your head is separate from your body, but is still affected by your body. Again, that's why Beyonce keeps telling y'all stuff like, be vegan and be a brown skin girl, because she wants you to ascend to at least this phase of realizing that the form and the self are not the same, but they are linked. And I feel like I'm stuck in this phase because even when I meditate, I have to like really intend to not call myself my higher self or my lower self or this self or that self. It's really easy to separate yourselves because it's like your brain is moving so fast that you meet yourself before you thought the thought. It's weird. It's like you time travel with yourself in your own brain. But see how I'm speaking of terms of higher self and lower self. This is, I mean, it's okay, but you don't want to do that. And once you kind of realize that, so I guess I'm in between second and third, because, and it's on a spectrum. It's not a hierarchy. It's a spectrum. So you move back and forth, just to clarify. But stage three is really when it gets weird, and where you start realizing that you're a supreme being and you're locked in a physical form, and you're like, fuck, like I'm separate. I know I have power. And then you're like, fuck, but my purpose is to be here. And I've said this before, and by realizing this actually is like a whole new level of consciousness. Humanity starts feeling like a privilege and not a chore. This is the point at which you want to maximize your time here on Earth. This is the point at which you're like, fuck, the microorganisms inside of my body are important. Oh my God, my soul chose this perfect body. I chose this reality. That's what you start saying to yourself. And then you move on to step four, where your soul starts to dominate the physical form. And this shifts the consciousness once again. And this is where a lot of people trying to find truth, this is where they stay. And this is because emotions are paramount to human survival. Like, there is an interstitial organ that is intertwined, but in between every cell and every vein in our body, there's a whole other fluid system that is going on that carries our emotions, our hormones that are our emotions. And this is the point at which you want to maximize your time. And the will of the soul must find a way to supersede the needs and desires of the physical body. So you have to maximize your time, but you also have to find balance. And little by little, over the course of time, the soul becomes whole with the body. And this is the point at which someone can start helping the human race as a whole, because then you've gotten out of your emotions, you become the observer. And then you start approaching initiation, which is the highest stage of soul development. And this is when the will of the soul becomes automatic. You start to shed your ego, and the informed voice inside of your head gives you the information you desire. You don't have to read nobody's books or nothing. It's just there. And this is intuition at its finest. I mean, this is wisdom. When you call a baby an old soul, this is what I'm talking about. The soul and the body become one, and intuition just is your mind, and your vision is pure, and your knowledge is direct, and the ability to use and direct energy becomes your power. So when you start achieving this level of consciousness, you may turn into Kanye West and be like, I am a god, because that's what this is. This is that level of godliness that Luke Skywalker is trying to achieve, Jesus Christ is trying to achieve, every Christian is trying to achieve, every Mormon is trying to achieve, every Hindu is trying to go up somewhere, every Buddhist is trying to go somewhere. And that's why I think the Bible is just a badly transcribed version of ancient teachings. Because Jesus is just another filled out template of the same stuff humans have been saying for years. What are your thoughts? Email me, host@centersun21.com, or you can visit my blog, devaughn.org, at devaughn.org. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you have an awesome day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.